Stage 5. God the Creator. Creative Response. There is a level of creativity that goes far beyond anything we have discussed so far. It dawns when intuition becomes so powerful it must break out into the environment. This super intuition controls events and makes wishes come true, as though an artist is working not in paint and canvas, but in the raw material of life. Now the time has come when fate no longer has to be hidden from view. This happens when a person gives up all notions of accident, coincidence, and random events, and instead claims responsibility for each and every incident, however trivial. Events no longer happen out there, but are guided by one's own intentions. Stage 5 joins the individual to God in a partnership as co-creators. This is the most intimate God we have projected so far, because of a quality that is the key to Stage 5, openness. God the Creator is willing to share His power with His creation. Our minds have to grasp just what it means to have all of time and space at our disposal. The conviction of sin has deprived us of our own creativity. In Stage 5, at long last, there is no trace of original sin, no imperfection to atone for. If I see myself outside the process, then I am not a co-creator. To be in alliance with God, you must uphold your side of the partnership, which involves some very specific beliefs. You have to see yourself at the center of the creative process. You have to accept responsibility for all outcomes. You have to identify with a larger self than this limited physical body. Many people on the spiritual path willingly accept one or more of these beliefs, but the deciding factor is whether you live them out. This is a stage of power, and that implies getting straight about whether you deserve to wield it. It is surmised that when people are in a creative state, the cerebral cortex first establishes restful awareness. Unlike other periods of relaxation, this state is on the lookout for something, a stroke of inspiration, and when it occurs, a spike of activity is registered by the mind. Truly creative people tend to introduce a question into their minds and then wait for the solution to arrive, hence the necessity of going into a relaxed mode. We are speaking of quantum creativity here. As soon as we start approaching the miraculous, the quantum world has to return. There is no other viable way to explain such powers. There are no miracles, an Indian master once remarked, unless you look at all of life as a miracle. If I look outside my window, I can see an old, gnarled oak. To a neutrino, which can pass through the entire Earth in a few millionths of a second, solid objects are as vaporous as fog. To a druid priest, the tree would be sacred. To a logger, it is just a day's work. Take any quality the tree might have, and it changes according to the perceiver. The most important point, there is no tree out there. No sights, sounds, textures, tastes, or smells exist without a brain to create them. We are so accustomed to accepting the world as a given that we overlook our creative role in it. When one person is able to create outcomes in his life, while another person merely experiences random events, the difference is a choice not taken. In your mind's eye, see a scene from your childhood. Back at the beach, for example. You can get absorbed in the scene, feeling the sun's heat, the surf. There is no essential difference between doing this and actually going to the beach. The brain is shaping virtual photons into a pattern of experience. When Jesus turned water into wine, he used the same ability, only he obliterated the arbitrary line between imaginary results and real ones. There is still a small separation between the individual mind and its source at the virtual level. Stage 5 is much like being the most privileged pupil of Mozart or Leonardo da Vinci. At earlier stages of inner growth, it would seem blasphemous to undertake this kind of relationship. earlier stages did not desire or permit such intimacy. But by stage 5, a person realizes that God is not a being with desires. The inhibitions that hold us back, and this holds true at every level of growth, exist inside ourselves. God sees all choices with the same eye. His vision includes no judgment. When a person realizes this, God suddenly opens his deepest secrets, not because God has changed his mind, but because our perspective has.